Laborers in Indiana. Hinsdale, Illinois, August 12, 1909. To the laborers in Indiana. Dear brethren, it was our privilege recently to visit the sanitarium at Lafayette. Carriages were furnished and we were driven about to see the surrounding country. We were intensely interested in this sanitarium and its surroundings, for the Lord has presented before me in vision just such a scene. I could hardly believe that I had not seen the place before with my natural eyes. I am instructed to say that it is in the order of God that this property has been secured. It is to become an important center for missionary work in the surrounding cities. Our sanitariums are designed of God to be institutions through which He can work. In securing and equipping the Lafayette Sanitarium, our brethren have acted according to their best judgment. They have not moved rashly. Some have tried to discourage this enterprise, but I am instructed to say, help those that are struggling with difficulties. If they look to Him for counsel, the Lord will bless and strengthen the physician and the helpers in the sanitarium. Let not our brethren feel it their duty to restrict the investment of means where it is needed. It is in the Lord's order that the sanitarium has been secured. More land should have been purchased, and if possible, this should now be done. The grounds around a sanitarium should not be restricted. Provision should be made for the raising of fruit and vegetables, and it should not be made possible for buildings of an objectionable nature to be erected near our institutions. The plan of having our sanitariums out of the cities is born of the Lord. This should be borne in mind, and sufficient land should be secured to raise fruit and vegetables. It will be a boon to the sick and to the helpers to be given outdoor work on the land. Many of our own workers have broken down in health through excessive mental taxation without the balance of physical exercise. There is an important work to be done in the vicinity of Lafayette. Our people generally do not realize how Satan is at work to secure souls through his specious deceptions. In the city of Lafayette, there should be located without delay ministers of experience, Bible workers, canvassers, and medical missionaries. There should be erected in this vicinity a meeting house large enough to accommodate a goodly number, for with judicious labor, many souls here will be converted to the truth. Some may say, "We cannot arise and build." But just as surely as a work is begun in faith of opening to the souls in this community the Word of God, angels of God will clear the way. The work in Lafayette should be carefully considered. Faithful men should be chosen to bear responsibilities. One man should not be asked to labor alone in the city, for this is not God's order. The Lord Jesus sent His disciples to labor two and two, that they might work and plan and pray together. Let wise generalship be manifested, and let men be selected who will labor decidedly, trusting in the Lord. Now is the time for genuine missionary work to be done in the cities of Indiana. Because of distracting influences, the work in Indiana has in the past been greatly hindered. The reproach of God rests upon a people who have a knowledge of the truth, and yet hold their peace. May the Lord forgive those who have known of open fields that have been left without a knowledge of the Scriptures. Let no one excuse himself from helping, nor complain because the Lord now calls for efforts and means to atone for the long neglect of work that should have been done years ago. In every place where the sheep have been scattered, let earnest efforts now be put forth for the salvation of souls. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock, and driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them. and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Jeremiah 23, verse 1 to 6.
And it shall come to pass, that as you were a curse among the heathen, O house of Judah, and house of Israel, so will I save you, and ye shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. Zechariah 8, verse 13. About a mile and a half from the sanitarium, we saw the soldiers' home, where there are located hundreds of veterans and their wives. Special missionary work should be carried forward at this home. Let men who fear the Lord seek to redeem the time and take up a work that has been neglected for these old people. Christ has purchased their souls with the price of his own blood. For this field, there should be selected discreet men and women who will not fail nor be discouraged. And let no one belittle their efforts, for the Lord will be with those who labor with him in self-denial and self-sacrifice. This work is as important as is the work in the foreign countries. The question is asked, how much owest thou unto my Lord? Luke 16, verse 5. Who will respond, saying, Lord, to thee I owe my whole life's service. All that we have is from the Lord. He says to us, I am the rightful owner of the entire world. Will those in possession of my goods realize that these goods are left to them to trade upon and to invest in my work? They are to be used in saving souls from death. Ye are my messengers. Consecrate to me my entrusted goods by making an investment to save souls. As you seek for righteousness, realizing the value of human beings, your labor will be prompted by an intense desire to reach perishing souls. You will be eager to return to the Lord that which he has entrusted to you. You will feel the burden of your responsibility, and you will see the results of your labor and the investment of your capital. Let all who act any part in the work of God seek for a daily reconversion. Show that you understand Bible truth, which, put into practice, will make you laborers together with God. If the word is expressed in your character, and you put forth earnest efforts for the Master, you will be successful in turning souls to the truth. To every individual who believes in the Lord has been given a sacred responsibility that can never be laid off. He has received the Lord's means to trade upon. The Lord has placed in his hands these means to be expended wherever there is the greatest need. We are accountable to God, so to use his goods that their investment will become immortalized by leading souls perishing in sin to become loyal subjects of God's kingdom. These, in their turn, will act their part in bringing others to a knowledge of God's saving truth. I would that all might realize what a fearful neglect there has been of presenting from the Word of God in its simplicity the truth as it is in Jesus, and all through our cities of urging men to obedience. In every church there is a great work to be done. Christ's kingdom is the whole world, and wherever you are living, you have a work to do. God is not pleased if men and women are left to perish in ignorance. His working agencies are to go forth, humbling themselves daily and seeking wisdom from the Lord. The scriptures must be presented to the people. The testing truths of the binding obligation of the Sabbath must be brought to their attention. Let ministers and church members become thorough health reformers, that with sound brain and muscle they may honor God. In some places, there has been a holding back of the work which should be done because of a lack of means. Because there has not been faithfulness in the payment of a full tithe, some of our brethren have been fearful to launch out, and the work has become narrowed. Time has been lost because of a lack of proper conveniences. Some who have borne responsibilities have not given to other workers the encouragement that should have been given. They have found fault and have reproved harshly, when they should have sought to strengthen the hands of the workers. When an advanced work calls for means, those who have labored earnestly have sometimes been repulsed and have not been given the advantages they should have had to make their work effective. This has brought discouragement to their hearts and has hindered the cause of God. Those who have been fearful of undertaking work in our cities, because it means earnest labor and the investment of means, need to understand the magnitude of the gift that the Lord made in giving His Son to save the world. Our cities may be worked if men will trust in God and labor earnestly and unselfishly. In some conferences, it has been considered commendable to save up means and to show a large surplus in the treasury, when these means should have been wisely expended in diligent, efficient labor to save perishing souls.
Let our brethren study carefully the book of Acts and see what was accomplished by the labor of the apostles through the power of the Holy Spirit. As we consecrate ourselves to the work that must be done for these last days, angels from heaven will cooperate with us. They will make the impression upon the minds of those for whom we labor, and many will be brought to a knowledge of the truth.